It's been 3 months since two Hoonah police officers, Matthew Tokuoka and Anthony Wallace, were murdered by a local resident. 45-year-old John Marvin Jr. is accused of the killings. The town was left without law enforcement protection after the deaths, since a third officer was allowed to take leave after the tragedy. Officer Joe Mills is back at work, and a new Police Academy graduate, David Lindstrom, has recently joined the force. But during the bleak months after the deaths of the two officers, police personnel from all over Southeast Alaska donated time and expertise to bring police protection to the remote town. KHNS reporter Tara Bicknell spoke with one of the officers who filled in for his fallen comrades and brings us this story.
Alaska State Trooper Josh Bence was one of two Haines-based law enforcement officials who stood in for the fallen Hoonah officers. He was in the southeast village of about 800 residents for about a week in September.
From the minute that it happened, they had extra law enforcement in town. And then once the memorial service was finished, there were law enforcement officers that remained there and will remain there for 6 to 12 months is what I was told.
Trooper Bence grew up in Juneau, just 40 miles from Hoonah, and made many trips there for school and travel over the years. He never met the two village officers who died, but another Haines official who filled in Hoonah did, Sergeant Jason Joel with the Haines Police Department, who said it was hardest to sit in the offices of the deceased men, which were still just the way they were the night officers Matt Tokuoka and Tony Wallace responded to their last call. Bence agreed.
The weirdest part was sitting in their office, you know, and there's pictures of them and their family up on the walls, and like they had just been there, and they had just been there. It was just kind of surreal.
But the warmer side of the temporary job was obvious, too. Both Sergeant Joel and Trooper Bence acknowledged that.
Yep. Multiple people came up to me and said, you know, I really appreciate you being here. I got, you know, waves from pretty much everybody that was out and about. When I was around town, out of uniform even, people recognized me and thanked me.
Bent says it's likely that stand-in law enforcement will have to remain in Hoonah for at least several more months.
Even though I never met them, I kind of felt, after going there, that I knew a little bit about them just from sitting where they sat and patrolling the streets that they patrolled. And, you know, you really feel for the families. I would go again if they needed me.
That story by Haines reporter Tara Bicknell.